This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. One of the most fought-over energy frontiers these days is beneath the icy waters of the Arctic. Ice is melting faster, making it easier to extract oil and gas. So it might come as a surprise that the Russian state-owned gas company Gazprom said this week it is halting development of a giant natural gas field in the Arctic. Reporter Peter Van Dyke joins us from Moscow with more on this. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so why is Gazprom putting this big project on hold?
Well, primarily because it's very expensive and they haven't been able to come to reasonable financial terms with their two foreign partners, which is Norway's Statoil and France's Total. And part of that is because the price of gas has come down. And that is very important, obviously, for any of these technologically challenging offshore developments, but also this one in particular, because one of the reasons the price of gas has come down is the shale gas boom in the US. And that has also closed off a potential export market for this gas for Gazprom, because they were hoping by 2020 to supply about 10% of the North American gas market. But right now, because of shale gas, the U.S. is an exporter of natural gas.
And Peter, does this mean that these Arctic waters that everybody has been fighting over because of all of the resources beneath the ice might not be as valuable as first thought?
Well, in the short term, it does mean that, but there are still other projects that are going forward, and Exxon and Rosneft, the state oil companies, did a deal recently to explore some Arctic areas, so that's going ahead. And there's certainly no chance that Russia is going to give up any claims to the Arctic, because it does see it as an important area to develop for the future. And Gazprom itself said that this is only for now, and if the market conditions or the cost of the technology changes, then it will certainly review this decision to put this project on hold.
Reporter Peter Van Dyke in Moscow, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.